Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaisu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaisu, and as always, I'm here with Ryan.
Hello, what's going on?
Not too bad. It's been a while since we sat around and had a discussion of comics or movies or whatnot.
Yeah, it has been a while. We gotta start making that a regular thing.
But we're here at the Geekery right now, and it's been nice to know in the last couple weeks or so that there are other guys like us out there. There's a geek community.
What? There is not.
There are other geek shows, I should say, and we're lucky to have two of the hosts with us right now. So let me introduce them. They can say the names of their shows so that I don't get it wrong.
Sounds good.
First of all, we have Ryan Fleming with us. How's it going, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing very good. Ryan Fleming from Ryan's All Things Geek, or Rat G Radio. Give a cheap pop out. 103.7 FM, Brock University Radio, or you can listen to us live on CFBU.ca every Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Cool. And we first became aware of you at the Will Comics grand opening a few weeks back.
This is correct.
Cool meeting you there, sir. And we also have with us someone we met at Niagara Falls Comic Con last year. We have Todd here.
I'm Todd Poole. I am the owner, creator, admin, host, too many titles for droidscanada.com. We run podcasts. We do a lot of shenanigans, and we are not family orientated. I have to say that, but it will be on this podcast. I will bring her down a little bit.
He will take the pool out of the Todd.
Oh,
nice.
Ouch.
And we have Gabby here as well. Hi.
You want to lead over? I'm Droids Canada Minion.
She is a Minion.
She's a Minion without the swearing, like the McDonald's toy.
Oh. I didn't ruin it this time.
Segways.
So, Ryan's got a live show, which was on earlier. Well, it's a Saturday we're recording this. It was on earlier today. And you had a lot of discussion about the San Diego Comic-Con announcements.
Yeah, we did. We weren't even able to get everything in. The show's only an hour long. We needed 2 hours, maybe even three today to get everything. Especially with, there were so many announcements today. Yeah. Being Saturday, it's always the big announcement day. Sundays are always a big day too, but Saturday is like the mecca day for San Diego International Comic Con. And man, my socks were blown off with a lot of things I saw today, and was more than happy to report on them. And let me just say, Ben Affleck for the win.
That's right. For those of you that don't know, for the last few months, I've been, for some reason, the defender of Ben Affleck as Batman, and I'm proud to say I met another guy who is right there, too, with Affleck as Bruce Wayne.
That's right. And I'm sitting here wearing my khakis.
So a few days ago, they announced that there's going to be a solo Batman movie. Not only is he starring, he'll be directing and co-writing with the great Geoff Johns.
Yes. Geoff Johns, saver of doomed comic books. Saved the Green Lantern title when it was on its death door.
Yep.
Now there's like four or five different titles.
Yep.
And then what he did with Aquaman?
Yep.
Aquaman is cool again.
Yeah.
Or maybe for the first time.
I think the first time I became aware of him was his stint on JSA a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
When they had the Alex Ross covers.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That was fantastic. Yeah. Great, great covers. Yeah. Jaisu and I have a lot of similarities.
Yeah, so solo Affleck movie as Batman. What I think is cool about that is we're actually going to see Affleck as Batman three times before that. He's in Suicide Squad as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
And then the Justice League is coming out as well.
He's an amazing actor. I think a lot of people have their own versions of who they want to play Batman. I mean, until we see the movie, I mean, the trailer that they announced today that I saw, and actually both Todd's and Ryan's website, I watched it a couple times. I'm like, this movie is actually going to be pretty bad.
I'm finally excited for this movie after that trailer.
Me too. Me too. Did you guys pick up on all the Easter eggs in there? Like, there's a lot of stuff. Did you notice the bronze suit of Robin, and it had spray paint on it that said the last on you? Yes, it was.
Okay.
He had the bow staff too.
I didn't see that.
So there's rumors that Joker may make an appearance in Batman v Superman now because of this. They showed the newspaper articles where it says you let your family die when Bruce Wayne's looking through the trailer, and it's in the same writing that's on the faced Robin statue.
Right.
So I mean, maybe.
Overall, the entire trailer was... It really made me sold on it. Because I even when I saw the original trailer that came out, I was like, oh, there's
it was okay.
You were like, I don't know. There's so many questions. Where are you going to go with this? And then a couple weeks ago, they sat down with Zack Snyder and said, this is why Batman's fighting Superman. And it's like, this makes so much sense now why that would happen. Not just because I felt like it really wasn't a trailer. This trailer really showed you Wonder Woman, what she looks like.
I think she looks great. And I know people are hating on her.
I'm going to say glimpses are probably the best way to put it, of the fight between Superman and Batman, which just looks insane. Just tearing the car apart with him in it, just to make a point. And I think Affleck is doing a very good transition of becoming the Dark Knight Batman. And that was, like I said before, is that was my fear, is that he's going to be the wrong Batman, he's going to be the wrong fit for him, and Dark Knight would be the one. And it is, if you really think about it. Like, even the opening scene when you've seen Wayne Financial Building get destroyed during the Battle of Man of Steel, you really projects that Bruce Wayne character that we've all been wanting to see. I don't think we've seen a good Bruce Wayne in... I'm willing to say Keaton.
Me too.
Well, Keaton's my all-time favorite.
So
don't hate it. Don't hate me. George Clooney is a great Batman in a horrible Batman movie.
To play off like the billionaire portion.
Like, he is the closest to Ben Affleck. Like, they're so similar. But it's hard to hold. You can't hold that movie against an actor.
Right.
It's like blaming Ryan Reynolds for Green Lantern. You know, Ryan Reynolds didn't write Green Lantern. He didn't do the special effects. He didn't make those.
Allowed a bad movie once in a while.
Exactly.
How bad did James Cameron have? Oh, he's got a few under his belt.
Not that many for a amount of movies.
No, but I mean, it's always trial and error is the point. Like, you have that movie that you do amazing at, and then you have a Waterworld, and then you go back, and you're like, okay, I'm back in the saddle, because you know what? It's like they said in the Franco roast, one for me, none for you. Like, sometimes that happens.
Yeah. Problem I had with Clooney is he smiled at everything in that movie.
Yeah.
Even when he told people Alfred was dying.
Right, yeah, well, I still blame that on Schumacher.
Yeah.
Joel, not Michael.
It bothered me about Clooney because his suit was horrible. He had no movement in his neck at all. And they actually made a video on YouTube of him going, like, trying to move his neck.
But that was everyone. Keaton was the same way.
Yeah.
Keaton was straight back. Like, he limboed to look behind him. He had to do the limbo.
Have you ever watched George Clooney walk? He always walks as if there's a low ceiling, and he's always dipping his head. And then someone pointed that out to me, and now that's all I see. It's kind of like Shane from The Walking Dead. Someone said, look how many times he rubs his head during the episode, and now that's all I see.
See, now the only time I've ever noticed that was with the kid from Dazed and Confused. How many times he touches his nose?
Yes.
I know, a little off topic there, but. But to segue back, Ben Affleck, first movie, Dazed and Confused. Oh, Banyan.
Nicely done. Nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Six degrees of separation?
I think the Batman movie is going to be solid. I don't even need to know his storyline because Affleck directs well, writes well. He's just amazing. Yeah. He doesn't even need Matt Damon anymore.
You know what's up? And this is a couple things. The Matt Damon thing. What has Matt Damon written or done since Good Will Hunting? It leads me to believe that Ben Affleck did all the heavy lifting in Good Will Hunting and all the writing. Because you look at his career after. Matt Damon has done great acting, but he's never done anything where he's written anything or directed anything afterwards.
They were doing something together for Space. They're writing a show, and it's not Ascension. I don't want to say it is, but I know it's not it.
Yeah, I forget what it was.
But they were
it's not the Sense8, though, right? No.
What's that?
It's not that Sense8. Show.
No. That was all Netflix. No. Yes. That was their own team. But I mean, when you saw this trailer the whole way through, and I nitpick everything just because I'm a huge Batman fan. I'm not one of those crazy fanboys to say my Batman can beat up your Batman. Those people just like the first podcast he did that I was on, I think I got into an argument with someone over Batman. Which was like, okay, whatever, dude, it's just Batman. But, I mean, this trailer is just solid all the way through.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I can't wait. And to me, I wasn't the biggest fan of The Man of Steel.
No.
The only thing that actually had me the least bit excited is when they announced Affleck in the role.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. DC came out not long ago, or Warner Brothers, and said that they want to focus, they want to make the Red Hood a central figure in upcoming movies.
That'd be great.
Which leads me to believe that the Batman solo movie is going to be under the Red Hood, or some variation of that. I know people don't like, we talked about this on the show today, I want to see Jensen Ackles as Jason Todd. He'd be around the right age, especially for the age that Batman is now.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see Logan Lerman as Tim Drake Robin.
Okay.
You know, from Percy Jackson. I think both solid actors. They're action actors. And Jensen Ackles has already got the gruff old Batman voice as it is.
I would say so. I mean, I
know
they get against Jensen Ackles. He's a great actor, but I mean, what has he done? Like, has he done anything else besides Superman?
For the last 10 years, he's been busy doing Supernatural. And he was in Dark Angel for the 2 years on Dark Angel, which was great. And then he was like a soap opera star.
I was going to say, I'm sad for knowing this, but soap opera star. Something like that. Days of Our Lives. Why do I know that?
Because they mentioned it on one of the episodes of Supernatural.
It's bad for us.
The only rules you need to know about soap operas is that Victor Newman survives everything. That's all you need to know. Man was shot, I don't even know how many times.
He's been shot more times than 50 Cent.
Oh.
Shot in the face more times than Janet Jackson.
Anyhow.
Doing those are dynamite. I'm sorry.
And I'm like, I'm on the old PG-13 here. And then there's Ryan.
Oh, you got it.
I was trying to be the good person.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Mentioned a couple comic book announcements that could be good. Batman meets the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's
I was curious about
Kevin
that.
Is this Kevin Eastman?
I think so. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why not? Archie versus Predator.
I was gonna say
this
Archie
is
versus
like a nice.
There's an Archie versus Sharknado coming out this month too.
Right. I saw that one in the.
What do you think of the new Archie series coming out? Riverdale though. It looks. I think it looks pretty good.
Haven't read it yet. Huge fan of Afterlife with Archie though.
Yeah. I didn't get to read any of that.
You've been trying to get me to read that.
Yeah.
Day.
One of my good friends. I don't know if you guys know him, Robert Hook, the Hook they call him.
Okay.
Big Archie fan, and he's the one who told me all about that. And I like the storyline. I even like how he sacrificed himself. I'm hoping this Riverdale one though, it's going to be a new take. I'm hoping it's going to be like the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah,
you know, like a new take on Archie for the new generation.
And it's the one Mark Waid's writing, right? And he's awesome.
Yeah.
That's not the artwork that they're making it more realistic.
Yeah,
is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are going to hate the huge Archie fans. They're not going to like that they're changing the artwork to more realistic.
Diane is excited because now he doesn't have the tic tac toe hair.
Fair enough.
And what was the other one I heard about? There's a Chewbacca series coming out.
Yes, Chewbacca's coming out.
Jerry Dugan, guy that co-wrote Deadpool.
That's right.
And they say he's pretty much going to be a Ronin.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's going to be him without his tribe, you know?
Yeah.
Which would be neat, but how do you translate it?
True.
You know?
Fair enough. I mean, what's that speed walking? I'm coming here, man.
But I guess in the world of Star Wars, though, everyone has universal translators because
Chewie didn't.
No, but I mean, even everyone had to have an earpiece in there. I would assume like they do in Star Trek because no matter what race talked to a different race, they would speak in their own native tongue, and then the other person would answer them back in their native tongue.
But Han Solo could have understood Chewie
and Greedo and Jabba and
and everyone understood R2.
Most vulgar character of all time.
Yes.
R2-D2 because he always had to be beefed
out.
That's right.
So vulgar.
But Marvel's actually doing good things with Star Wars in the last 2 months. The Vader series is amazing.
My favorite series is that Vader series.
Yeah.
I want to see some people from there in a movie. I can't remember her name, but he's got the little scavenger.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'd love to see her in the movies. I would love to see her.
And I can't remember the guy's name, but the C-3PO assassin droid?
Right. Just evil. He is just evil. Yeah.
Ryan, you got to start getting Darth Vader now.
Darth Vader's a great comic, so.
Did you start?
About six months ago.
Six issues ago.
Like the regular Star Wars era.
Okay. Actually, I think 7 just came out this week.
That's right, it did.
Yeah. I think I'm at issue 5 right now.
And it ties in heavily into the main Star Wars series, too.
It's really good. I'm not liking Leia, though.
No, thank God that one's done now. Yeah. Lando started this week.
I haven't read it. We'll see.
How is it Lando has a series, but Han's never gotten one?
You know he's getting one.
You know they're maybe working up to it.
But I think with Han, the reason we don't have a Han one is the same reason we don't have a Fett one. Because there is a Han Solo movie coming out.
That's right.
And a Han and a Fett movie. And we just found out the other day it's going to be Fett Solo.
Yeah.
The movie. So it's going to be those two. So.
And the Lego movie guys are involved with that one.
Yeah. Was it Chris Lord and the other guy?
I can't remember.
Phil Spector. No.
God, no.
Jeez, who's wrong with you?
Wow. Now, before we go to commercial, Diane will make fun of me. I'm going to ask you guys, because are you guys longtime Star Wars fans, too?
Yeah, I've watched them since the originals, you know.
Did anyone else here, hopefully besides me, tear up at the last trailer when Han and Chewie showed up at the end?
Pretty darn close.
Okay.
Pretty darn close.
The internet cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, I even posted a meme about that that said it was a picture of Han and Solo. It was like the first time an old man and his dog made the entire internet cry, or grown men cry.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see them together.
It's a long time coming, right?
Like 30 years.
And the movie itself, though, it looks like such an homage to the original, you know. Getting rid of 90% of the CGI that we had in the prequels.
That's what I love, going back to the old, the animatronics.
The Millennium Falcon is actually a Millennium Falcon prop.
Did you guys watch the trailer that they made the other day with the making of?
I almost cried with that one. Honestly, it feels like Star Wars to me again. It really feels like Star Wars, and that's been so long coming. I always, when I think back, like stuff like this, I think to Fanboys, and I'd love to see a sequel to Fanboys to see what they thought of Episode 1.
Yeah,
like I want to see how disappointed they were.
The last line of that movie: "Hope this movie doesn't suck."
Right. Oh boy. but that's kind of how, unfortunately, there's a little part of me that has that apprehension with the Force Awakens.
Yeah. Says,
don't suck. You can't suck with the originals and no CGI.
A lot of people said that J.J. Abrams is going to ruin this.
In my opinion,
the last two Star Trek films were actually good. I enjoyed his work on Star Trek. I enjoyed his work on Fringe, House. Like, I mean, he's done a lot of great work, and it's always people going, well, J.J.'s going to ruin this. I'm like, wait a minute.
He's an amazing director.
I like the fact that they also played on Batman as well. Do you remember that?
Yep.
When it was J.J. Abrams
and Zack Snyder.
They were doing things back and forth to each other for fun.
Yeah, like, there was a picture of a stormtrooper trying to steal the Batmobile.
As far as I'm concerned, J.J. Abrams saved Star Trek, man.
I wasn't
a fan of the Into the Darkness, honestly.
Really? No?
Following that bad one.
Because of the con scene.
It was just because of the whole going after the con, the whole con storyline. You didn't need to do that storyline. You really didn't. You've created this parallel universe that's separate from the original entity where you can literally do anything. And, oh, what's the first thing we're going to do? Con. What's next? The Search for the Whales?
Well, Wrath of Khan was like the best Star Trek film for you.
I like that they did a little homage to that. Like, I mean,
and they reversed it so it was Kirk dying and putting his hand up to Spock instead of Spock being in there and dying, but I don't know. To me, the movie was a cop-out, but that's, like I always like to say on my show, we all have our own opinions. There's a reason why Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors. Not everybody likes vanilla and chocolate, right? So,
that's true.
I'm hoping this next one, and I have high hopes for this one by Simon Pegg and Richard Orsi. I hope it's going to be very original, and I hope it's going to be funny. It's going to be in your face like the first one.
Yeah.
The second one was good, but it just...
Laughing.
Sorry.
Alright, let's take a quick break. Kind of a bit of an announcement to make when we come back, and then I got to give these guys one of our geek surveys.
Of course.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Chewie. We're home.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
The Justice League of America, the combined might and power of the Man of Steel and the Cosmic Crusader, the Winged Avenger and the King of the Sea, the Tiny Titan and the Scarlet Streak, all working together for good against evil as the Justice League of America.
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm back here at the Geekery with Firefly McFly and our new friends Ryan and Todd from Ryan's All Things Geek and Droids Canada. I did it. Awesome.
You're off to the start.
All right. So we've kind of decided maybe we'd merge together for some events. And you guys want to tell everyone out there what we decided to call this merger?
Well, it's funny. I think we started the group message and we were just... Ryan was saying we need to be like a league or a legion, like of Doom, like so it'd have to be like the evil characters.
Well, like I think the old Super Friends cartoons.
Yeah. So I think we're all just throwing names back, and then it's like I even messed up already. I like League of Geekdom or like, but the one you said you selected, we did a group on like, oh, it's already taken. Like, so I think we're gonna come up with Legion of Geekdom.
Yep. Meanwhile, at the Legion of Geekdom.
Nice. Very nice Ted Knight voice, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I think we're going to use that moniker when...
You should hear my Jim J. Bullock.
Oh, jeez.
We're going to use that...
Too close for comfort.
When we do group events, which I think it's a good... I think it's a good thing to combine the differing geek stuff.
I agree.
Stuff.
Society?
Well, you know, we're like the greater Niagara geeks. And it was time that I think we all had a meeting. And we've got a couple things that we were planning to do together anyways. So it just seemed appropriate to bring it down together under the same veil, you know. And
Combined forces.
Now, Batman always still had his Bat family, and Superman had a Super family. Didn't mean they couldn't still be in the same league together.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we've done here.
Well, I mean, you got Justice League and Batman's just Batman.
Listen. Nobody needs to hear it from the plastic man of the group, all right?
Oh, that's funny. I remember we were all coming up with what superheroes we would be in the group, and I wanted to be Booster Gold, so you guys wanted Ryan to be Skeets.
That was me.
So that means if one of us could be the Batman, we'll need to do background checks on everyone and learn their
O-Mac.
Weaknesses.
OMAC. Nice.
Hey, Brother Eye. Just, yeah.
That's right.
Well, actually, what was that, Tower of Babel?
Yeah, when he had the files on all the different heroes.
Yeah, and then they ended up making the cartoon based on that, but they swapped out somebody for something.
Oh, you know what they needed in that cartoon? I like the fact in the comic, I think it was Aquaman that they doused with the Scarecrow's fear gas and made him afraid of water.
That's what it was. They took the Aquaman out and they put in Cyborg instead.
Yeah,
in the cartoon.
Yeah. Fantastic. But yes, we're going to combine forces for some events that we'll mention later on in the future, but I guess going to be awesome.
Oh, the future is bright.
Yes.
I can't wait to get back to that.
This has got to be the wrong year.
A lot of puns being thrown around right now.
They did make the shoes this year. They made the hoverboard this year. A Canadian broke the hoverboard record, which is weird because
it just came out.
Well, they probably did like a skateboarding kind of record. Like, can you do
no,
that?
No. He went across one of the Great Lakes or something like that.
I think so.
Exciting if it had sharks, lasers, landmines, horse
Dude,
people.
He had a hoverboard. He had a hoverboard. That's exciting.
And a few days ago, IDW announced there's going to be a Back to the Future comic coming out this fall. And they're finally going to tell how Doc and Marty met in the first place.
I think it's pretty fantastic that Back to the Future is getting new air breathed back into it. Even Telltale Games, I think that was their first game they ever did.
Yeah.
It was the Back to the Future game, and it was like, whoa, okay.
It was a long game, too.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they don't do a reboot, because I know there has been talk of them trying to reboot.
No. what's his face?
Did they quash it?
Zemeckis?
Yeah. Basically said, as long as I'm alive, hey, hey.
Yeah, he said over his dead
body. Because I'm sorry, you can't. There's just certain movies, like The Goonies 2, for example. Yes, you could technically have remade it, but it's not the same.
No. Is a sequel, though?
Yeah, you don't want to remake that.
No, like, I like the fact that it's going to be their kids. Or, I mean, heck, I don't know if it could even still be them.
Well, they said they're saying they're bringing in all the originals, all the original actors back.
Well, that's why, like, a Back to the Future sequel with them, like, I mean, with the current characters. How cool would that be? Like, it's still the same, but just the next generation. But a remake, no.
See, the thing about remakes that really infuriate me, it kills me because there were so many scripts out there in the world, and they're like,
but as long as
Ghostbusters,
as long as every remake that comes out does huge at the box office, they won't stop.
I mean,
it's and we really have to blame our generation, Generation X, because we're the ones that are in charge of Hollywood right now, and it's all of us saying, hey, let's do a Knight Rider remake. I know we haven't yet. There was a TV show which was horrible, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that are making movies that are like, well, if we're in the age of remakes, I want to remake something that I love growing up, you know? There's talk now, and I was behind this one before they announced it, but I'm happy that they're talking about doing it, just because I watch it now and it doesn't hold up today. But Highlander.
Oh, yeah. So you can get away with that.
And Christopher Lambert was not good with the sword at all. And
well, he was. I liked him with that character, but he was blind. A lot of people don't think realize.
Oh, really?
He made a lot of films with him in swordplay, and everyone's like, he's blind. Don't hit him in the face.
Are we not thinking of Rutger Hauer in Blind Fury?
Oh.
He had a sword and he was blind.
Stop.
It was a great movie. He chopped that fly in half when he was blind.
Herschel from The Walking Dead. Stab. Stab, Rick. Stab.
To quote the governor.
Oh, David Morrissey.
What did you guys think of the Walking Dead trailer they presented?
I can't say. It's too graphic for this podcast.
Wow. Was it ever amazing, mind blowing, like Todd said there? Like we said on the show today, okay, we did our own, at Oscar time, we did our own Oscar show.
Okay.
But it was just related to geek things. And we had a best hero and a best villain category. Rick Grimes was in both.
Nice. That's really awesome, actually.
Because Rick Grimes is a villain. The Rick Grimes on the TV show is a villain. And I like the rumor that's going around now that Rick Grimes on the TV show might actually morph into Negan.
Really?
Negan.
No.
I would be
as
so
evil as he
that.
Is.
In no so many way. Different levels.
Like, Rick is quite evil on the show.
You know what? I agree. Like, I mean, when he comes down to the Rick-tatorship, I get it. But at the same time, though, he did a lot of things on the show that were necessary, and that's why a lot of people look at him such evil light. Like, he killed people. Everyone's like, do you really need to kill this person? Yes. Because how many times the show that he let something go?
How many times?
They could put the governor down, Herschel be alive, which he was supposed to be dead a long time before that. But I mean,
well, they switched him and Tyrese.
Yeah, and Tyrese was such an awesome character.
On the show?
I liked it, especially when he had his rage moments.
Jack Coleman?
I like Jack Coleman. He's a nice man. I met him.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm not saying anything about the man, but the Tyrese character on The Walking Dead was nothing like the character.
No, he wasn't like the comic.
And he was
hard to compare apples
I was happy
apples
when
to
he died.
The comic book now, because the characters have all taken different paths.
The character.
Like, I mean, look at Michonne's character. Her character this season was horrible. I did not like how her character went. Oh, I need to, like, put the sword up. Uh-huh.
They were trying to fit in to Alexandria. I could see that, too. And she showed her true colors, knocking out... Not knocking out Rick as if, like, that was a fight thing. But she did that to protect Rick and so that they could fight Alexandria if they had to. She had Rick's back the entire time.
Right, but they also have Carol in the comic book, completely 100% different.
And Carol is my favorite character on there. I call her Carol Rambo.
Yeah.
Remember that photo?
Yeah.
That was the best photo.
I'm sorry, man.
Like, superimposed her head on Rambo's body, shooting
him. Oh, Carol's fantastic on the show.
Yeah, she really is my favorite character. I like Daryl a lot to start, but now my focus is over the last two seasons is totally focused on Carol, because you want to talk about Rick being cold-blooded? Come on.
Carol with the kid?
Hey. Oh, my God.
Just look at the flowers.
I know.
When there's flowers or flour around and you're a child, don't be around Carol. Because if she's baking cookies with flour, you're in trouble.
She's better to look at the flowers.
That scene was so intense. I was like, oh, my God. I never want to ask someone for cookies ever again. No. Her characters to come across, her character was crazy, and if I remember exactly,
supposed to show you guys.
And what do you guys think about this Fear the Walking Dead series that's coming out?
Like most people, I think finding out how the virus started and seeing the initial reaction from...
Like early on?
Yeah, the early on stuff, it's going to be great to see that. But after that, like we talked about earlier, the characters better be good.
Yeah.
Because after that, it's just Walking Dead 2.0, and not even 2.0.
Well, like, I like the fact that it's going to be different cities, seeing like a different group reaction. I mean, yeah. A lot of the times it's going to be the same as group survival.
Yeah.
But just the chemistry, like, of their character background. I mean, we have Rick Grimes, who's a cop. We have people that have been farmers with them. But so I'd like to see, are they teachers? Are they, like, I think the main guy is a teacher.
Yeah.
So it'd be kind of cool to see that interaction, right?
Well,
so
AMC's had a lot of time to get through their growing pains. Like, season one of The Walking Dead, it was tough. It was a lot to take in.
Oh, yeah.
And then season two, for the first half, you're like, oh, my God, please get off the phone.
Yeah.
The second half of season two forward, it's stellar. I mean, I can't think of an episode that I was upset with. Even the best scene was when Beth died. I did not like her at all. Because she always got to play guitar in season. She's got to sing, or she's got to do some
But she's got an album out now.
And she's dating Norman Reedus.
That got to blow my mind. But that messed me up when we came back from the second half, and she's playing the guitar while Tyrese is freaking out. I'm like, did I do drugs?
Well, then you see the governor there. You see Lizzie. And so
my problem with The Walking Dead is that I fall in love with a character. They die. That's why I like the new age George Martin. I never liked the character. Jon Stark is not dead.
Okay, technically he is dead, but his character is not dead.
He's dead. He's going to turn into a whiteling, and he's going to be called Snow White.
You're waiting for that. Well, the one thing to say to that is, like, if you notice how he's not cut his hair in production starting.
Yeah, everybody says that.
I'm sorry. I mean, unless they're going along with the
voice. Yeah, but Ryan, Herschel still has long hair and a beard, too.
Exactly. But that's his niche, then. Exactly. He's got nothing else going on.
True.
And he just did that movie with the annoying guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Andy Samberg.
They're doing that.
Like Andy Samberg? Really?
No, I don't like anybody from Saturday Night Live that goes on to try to be an actor. Because 90% of Saturday Night Live alums are great on Saturday Night Live, but not great in movies. I'm sorry. I hate Will Ferrell. Tell me, I know. Send all your hate mail to me. Not a Will Ferrell guy. I hate that one.
Ryan's All Things Geek. Right,
if you want, send a message to our page, and we'll give you his personal info.
That's me.
Send nothing but pictures of it. Will Ferrell wearing just bikini.
There's been a few that have made the transition, but they were the early guys.
We mentioned Mike Myers as one.
Mike Myers, yeah. Bill Murray was only there for one season. Eddie Murphy.
What about Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler was another good one. Not all his movies are great.
No, not lately either.
But you know what though? They're always Adam Sandler movies. Yeah. You know what you're getting from them, and if you like Adam Sandler, most times you're gonna like his movies. Most times. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. If he's in a movie with Drew Barrymore, I like it. I know everyone hated Blended. I loved it.
I love Blended.
Me too. Yeah. That was awesome.
I still have yet.
50 First Dates was amazing. The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer is my all-time favorite Sandler movie.
So, you know, and Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Shoot him up, Cheetah.
I didn't mind Little Nicky. I did not mind it.
Yeah. Well, it's because of the boobs on the head.
Or the pineapple scene.
English Bulldog. Come on.
But I've English Bulldog the same since Van Wilder.
Oh, come on, Henry Winkler was covered in bees.
Or do we have to revisit Ted 2?
And on that note, let's take a quick break and give these guys a geek survey when we come back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations.
Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
Good, Scott. It's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, we're back here at the Geekery with Ryan, Gabby, Todd, and Diana. Ryan and I haven't sat down to record in a while.
Ryan
McFly. McNabb. McFirefly. See, I can't remember your name, sir. Anyhow, we sometimes do a segment called the Cage Match. And if you guys would ever want to be in it, it's basically, it's real easy. We review old Nick Cage movies.
We had a great conversation
about
Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God, I hate Nicolas Cage.
I love Nicolas Cage.
You guys would be perfect for the show, then.
Put down the bonnet.
Oh, so much. People are like, oh, Connor was so great. He was that dude.
Dude,
really?
He's a ghostwriter, man.
Don't give me Nick Cage eyes right now.
They'd be perfect for the segment.
I think
the
we need to have
you guys.
The name
is Kid Cal Al.
I can't wait for that movie.
Okay, you guys gotta be on Cage Match then.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Love to be on Cage
Match.
Yes, let's get the Cage Match going.
When we watch the Christmas one, the Trapped in Paradise, that gets the more hits out of the other ones we've done.
Oh,
so other than Con Air, other than
The Rock, I loved. I will say The Rock was, and I do a pretty impressive Sean Connery impersonation. I can only say one word though.
All right, let's hear it.
Trousers.
My buddy used to do Sean Connery.
That's all I can say though.
During the time of the Olsen Twins were of age, and he's just like, bring me the Olsen Twins. It's like, how do you say no? It's Sean Connery.
Shut up, Trebek, dude.
The rapist.
Yeah.
What about Bill Cosby?
Remember
what would you like today?
did you like that one? I posted that one. Bill Cosby as Morpheus. Take the red pill and you get to see my Jell-O pudding pop. Take the blue pill, you get to see my Jell-O pudding pop, but you won't remember.
Is it bad the Family Guy's been bang on for these things? They called it. Same thing with Bruce Jenner. Called it.
Yeah, that was a hard one to call.
That's
All right. Poor Bill Cosby.
Yeah, poor Bill.
Poor Bill. So, I don't know.
Well, I said have a Coke and a smiling.
So we knew these guys were going to be on the show. We decided to write up a geek survey for them. And, I don't know, I'll go easy on them for the first edition, for their first time doing it. Start them off with an easy question. Maybe not so easy because you guys are big movie buffs.
I need a buzzer.
I could have brought my easy button.
Well, it's not a game show, guys.
I want to win.
It's like, no.
I'm still in.
So we'll start you off with an easy one. What is your favorite movie? One that you never get tired of watching.
The Departed.
Oh, wow, there's so many. I watch Die Hard every Friday.
I think
every single Friday after the team dance with my friends for probably a year and a half straight.
You and Jay are soulmates. I'm not even kidding you right now, dude. Like,
I'm sorry. I was a Moonlighting fan, though.
So was I.
Looking back on Moonlighting, though, when you were watching it...
Never saw him as an action star.
Thank you.
No. I saw him as the funniest man on the planet, though, and the coolest guy.
Yeah.
Because he was Bruno. I knew him as Bruno.
So, Todd, how's it going?
Yeah.
That's like a dream, man. Hey, I only watched Die Hard on December the 25th.
That's what I do.
It's National Lampoon's Vacation and Die Hard.
And Lethal Weapon. Gotta remember Lethal Weapon.
Your boyfriend.
And Reindeer Games. I'm kidding on the Reindeer Games. I don't know. I still watch it. There's other movies. You know, one of my favorite movies that comes on that I watch every time it's on, and I can't help myself, and I love it, though, is The Last Samurai with Tom Cruise.
Okay. That made me cry in the theater.
Oh, my God. Every time that movie's on,
I watch
it.
And it's like, I can't cry. It's Tom Cruise.
sense. Tom Cruise, as weird as he is, he's one of the greatest actors on the planet.
I sat there and watched Oblivion finally.
Yeah? What'd you think? I didn't see
it's
it.
It's different.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Live, Die, Repeat, though. Like,
fantastic. Yeah. If you like watching Tom Cruise die, that's your movie.
Right? Wait, can we get this with Channing Tatum?
Best part of the film is that every time he gets a little bit closer, I remember one, he's like, all right, I'm going to get hit by a bus.
The best one is when he rolled underneath the car.
Yeah. One of the best.
Gabby, do you want to weigh in with your favorite movie?
Army of Darkness.
That's okay.
Boom.
Oh, nice.
Groovy.
She has a cool tattoo,
evil
too.
Yeah.
She's like, it's hot.
Oh, that's good ash.
That's good ash.
Are you excited about the TV series coming out?
Oh, God. Yes.
What do you think of that trailer?
Oh, I thought it was amazing.
Dropped off some mops for her.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Heard a ringer like, oh.
Okay, so always the one that I like getting the answer for, which is always funny, what's your least favorite movie? Like one movie you wasted 2 hours of your life on and you're never getting those 2 hours back.
That's easy. It's King Kong. I walked out and asked for a refund of 2 hours of my life back. Yeah. And they refused to give it.
The Jack Black version.
Jack Black.
Okay.
I hated that.
I thought it was too long.
Oh, yeah.
I just, the only good part was when he broke the Tyrannosaurus Rex's mouth, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like, snap it. Oh! And that's it. Like, I'm done.
No, you can go next. I'm not sure.
Manos Hands of Fate.
Manos Hands
Thanks
of Fate.
Thanks to Mountain Man.
Yeah, the Mountain Man.
For Droids Canada. It was a B-movie that I had to review. Well, I didn't have to review, but I reviewed it. And it was
she does all our B-movies, and we handpick them for her.
So you can imagine how bad they get.
Like, she even reviewed Rubber. Ever heard of Rubber? It's about a
television
tire where he kills people.
His name is Richard.
Oh, that sounds almost as good as what was the milkshake one with Amanda Tapping?
Oh, did you see that?
Space milkshake?
Yeah,
space.
It was so bad. Amanda Tapping, Robin, the other guy from Sanctuary.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, and I think was George Takei in there. Yeah,
was it a direct? It must have been a direct video.
I remember the trailer. I
just saw it on TMN. It was Space Milkshake. It was called.
Those are worse movies than we've had to review.
Yeah.
Worst movie though? Oh, jeez, it's so hard to pick between Nick Cage and Channing Tatum and Mark Wahlberg. And,
some good choices there, though.
I think the worst movie I've never watched was I had a company in Finland made a movie called American Burger. It's about a horror film that takes place in the United States but made in Finland about people eating people and turning them into hamburgers. And I'm like, I can't watch this. I saw your trailer. I'm like, no. I'm like, well, you guys do really good reviews. No, we don't.
I'd be like Human Centipede. I've never seen it, but...
Oh, I've seen them all. They're not bad.
No, I've never seen them either.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been a few for me. Channing's just really high on my list. I just find... Jupiter Ascending.
Haven't seen it.
Brutal movie.
I refuse to watch.
Come on. That was a good movie.
He's a furry. No, we're going to pass.
Yeah, I got about an hour into that movie, and usually if I get an hour into it, I'm watching the whole thing.
Wow.
I really don't like
when he saw Jupiter Ascending, he goes, look, Ted Rocky did steroids.
See, I'd have to say G.I. Joe 2. I left halfway at the movie.
Really?
Oh, see, that would have been G.I. Joe 1 for me.
Me too.
G.I. Joe 2, though. Channing Tatum dies. So this movie just got great.
Greatest movie ever.
It's The Rock.
Yeah, he does save franchises.
Yeah, but
like, look at Fast and the Furious. He did not show up. Done. I stand by that.
I don't know. I think the Paul Walker death had a lot to do with their numbers they did.
I think so.
It had a lot to do with their numbers. That's the same thing with Heath Ledger's Joker. I'm sorry. That was not the Joker. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not saying it was a bad performance, but that was not the Joker. No. That was nowhere close. Like I've said many times, I would like to write a fan fiction novel of where Joker and Harley have a child and it grows up to be Heath Ledger's Joker. Oh, you know how I got these scars? Yeah, because my dad, because I was always moping around all the time and the Joker wouldn't stand for that. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Heath Ledger did a great He's a great Joker to me.
He wasn't the best Joker. He was a realistic Joker. Nolan's universe was about realism.
He doesn't laugh. He laughed like twice in the movie, and it wasn't even real laughs. It was.
I laughed when he pulled the. He's like, oh, no,
well, the pencil trick was good.
But he made fun of Michael J. White, sir, and got out of the room. Michael J. White scares me. He's also Spawn.
That's right.
He was.
Good Spawn. Just
they bad just race, CGI. They just, and then they race swapped his best friend.
So, what's the geekiest item you guys own?
I don't know which obsession.
My Star Talk t-shirt from Neil deGrasse Tyson, maybe?
Yeah, there.
Jeez, I don't know. I have a lot of geeky. My comic book collection's pretty geeky. Nice. It's large.
I owned like 1,300 DVDs at one point.
Oh, my God.
Deadpool obsession, Joker obsession. They're bad. You have no idea.
I hear you.
I have more pop characters than that's here.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're bad. I know, it's funny because my mom's like, oh, are you going to buy any more? I'm like, no, I'm good. And then he just sends me a picture. Oh, look, the Doctor Who one's right on the top. Yeah.
Here's my wallet.
Here's my wallet.
Take my rupees now.
I squeed over James O'Barr. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I guess it's hard to really see.
A geeky item, though, right? Like an item, right?
Like everywhere.
I have Evil Ash armor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's right.
Had to order it on eBay because it's like non-existent. The book?
Yeah.
I got
the Necromancer book?
The Necromancer.
No. I want to hand build my own, though. I want to make the one from Army of Darkness because I didn't like the ones from Evil Dead.
That's a word. I got two of them. No, they're actual skin.
I have a lot of action figures. Oh, I'm sorry, my son has a lot of action figures.
I got you just work back.
Okay. I'll give you one more before we go to the last commercial. You guys got a favorite TV show?
Cool.
All time, let's say.
All time TV?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Give us a couple each if you want.
Greatest American Hero. Jeez. Love Smallville. Love Arrow. Well, no. Take Arrow out.
What? If Stephen Amell finds out, he will find you. He found me.
Listen, the first season and a half of Arrow was brutal because Stephen Amell could not act yet. He couldn't. That's just what it is. Call a spade a spade. After the Huntress little mini series or whatever episodes they had, something changed. He got a lot better and got better and better. But this last season, I had a lot of troubles with season three. So
I really like the second season because I'm a huge fan of Manu Bennett. I was a huge fan of his portrayal of Deathstroke. Wearing hockey pads, still did it. Batman joke. Come on.
I wear hockey pads.
How you do? You can thank Pete Holmes and look him up.
I know Pete Holmes. I love Pete Holmes as X-Men.
I know what you're talking about.
What do you really do here? What do you really do? Here's your fireworks, Jubilee. Here's your fireworks.
You can hook up with Skrillex.
Skills.
God, I love people.
Flash is good. My favorite show right now, bar none on television, is The 100 on CW.
Okay. It's a good show. I finished that on Netflix.
And for my money, Clark should be the one that plays Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I think she's an Australian.
She is Australian.
She is
Australian, so is Bellamy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're both Australian, but they do American accents very well.
Until I was looking up the show, I couldn't even tell. No, there's still certain actors you can tell that.
Yeah, like Charlie Hunnam, you can tell from Sons of Anarchy.
Really? I couldn't. It wasn't until I researched, and apparently he did like a really British movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was on. Did you remember there's Freaks and Geeks, and then Judd Apatow there? And that's where Charlie Hunnam got his start.
Which one? Undeclared.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good movie. He was the roommate.
British guy.
Yeah, the British guy, the player.
Well, Jay, I definitely know what I'm going to say for my all-time favorite. Firefly, that is all.
Take my life, take my hand.
I don't have a mic, but it's my styrofoam.
Drop it, it's hot. all-time show, it's going to be The Sopranos. I was just a diehard fan of The Sopranos. And the ending, I flipped the table. I literally flipped the table because the show was done for years. And you're sitting like, is that Hitman? What's going on? It's like, goes black, and I just walked out of the room. I'm like, I just lost. Like, months.
That was a good show.
That was almost as good as The Smoke Man. Mm-hmm. The smoke creatures, sorry.
From Lost, right. Don't you bring up Lost?
I don't, because it was a horrible show.
You know what Lost was? 6 seasons of my life, I want back.
Why did you watch it that long?
Because you just never knew what was going on. I think the show this year that completely stole it from me was Flash. I mean, every single episode, I had to watch it. Green Arrow, I'll agree with Ryan. There's some of it I was like, hey. Okay, so...
Oh, look, another Felicity Oliver love triangle.
That's great. Another superhero in a very big city, good call. I wonder why Gotham only has Batman, because everyone else is scared to go there. Except for Superman once in a while, because of fear.
Well, I don't know how true it is. So they were talking about if they're obviously tying the Supergirl... Just to sort of off sidetrack a bit. So they're thinking, obviously, with the Supergirl being in the same.
It's not as anymore.
Flash. They've changed
yeah,
that.
It's not anymore.
Brolatti came out and said they're not.
I watched the pilot for the show. I was not sold.
It was, you know what? It was.
I got to see Dean Cain. Mm-hmm. I got to yell in obscenity at the TV because I don't like him. And then it was like, well, that's the end of the show.
So what made they change it then? I thought that's what they were.
Well, because it's CBS and CW. It's two different companies.
Oh, that being said, there's a Titan show coming on TNT that they're saying is going to tie into the Flash.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's another one. I wonder how they're going to pull that off with the whole not being able to talk about Batman.
See, what DC needs to do is stop signing all their shows everywhere else. Keep everything on the CW.
Yes.
Because you know what?
Yes.
Supernatural's got a year left. Yeah. You got Vampire Diaries is going to die off soon. You got this other show. You got all these shows eventually we're wrapping up shop. You're going to have all these open time slots. And you got Supergirl on CBS. Move to the CW. CW gives them creative
freedom. What the hell's with James Olsen?
Constantine. Great show. Yeah. Wrong network.
Yeah. That's why I'm hoping Stephen Amell.
Oh, sorry. Well, he tried.
He's trying to get to say he'd have no problem with Constantine on his show.
Absolutely.
And they still might bring on Matt Ryan as John Constantine, but not as NBC's version.
I don't know why people didn't like Constantine. It's a great show.
It wasn't. Okay, let's. You start on Friday night, which is the worst night to premiere, and then at 10 o'clock at night, who's home at Friday? If you're a person that's home on a Friday night at 10 o'clock, you're probably in bed. I'm just saying.
It's the death spot.
No, it's 9:22. I'm still good.
Is it Friday?
No, I don't even know. I've been on vacation for so long. I don't even know what day this is. No, but they did the same thing to the show Dracula. They put it on a horrible time slot.
Which is a great show.
And it was it's super gory. Like, I mean, they had to put this late, but then they're like, well, we can't renew it because no one knows it's there.
Yep.
Firefly.
Oh, no, man.
Almost Human.
Almost Human, but they
another Firefly.
Another great
another
show.
They only actually showed it because J.J. Abrams could
have been in order. Like Firefly.
Yeah.
But J.J. Abrams couldn't commit to the show.
Battlestar Galactica was another good one that I really liked.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch that till last year. It was the first time I actually watched Battlestar Galactica, and I burned through that in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Great
and then
imagination of it.
Interviewing Richard Hatch, man, that was so cool for me. Like, and I didn't know him as the original Apollo. I knew him as the vice president, whatever. But, yeah, man.
Last question till break ever.
Let's take a break, and we'll ask these guys a couple more questions off the Geek Survey before we wrap it up. So come on back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it! Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
All right, here we are back at the Geekery, and we've been having a good time here with Todd and Ryan, and it's good to sit here with our old buddy Ryan again. It's been a long time since we've done a round table.
It's been a while since it's actually been some time. We've got to start doing it more often.
Yeah. And then we have a venue where we get.
Yeah.
Nice. So here's one I got to ask you guys. If there was going to be a movie made about your lives, who plays you in the movie?
Oh, my God.
Who plays me?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
Okay.
Wow.
Are you that
drunk.
I just learned a lot.
No, not at all. I was trying to think, who's the whitest person that doesn't look?
Interesting.
No, I've got it. The guy that played Garth on Super. No. I don't know. If you could put on a little bit of weight, Darius Rucker.
All right.
Dude, I can actually see
I've been
that,
called
actually.
Darius Rucker my entire life.
Can you
life.
Play country?
I can't play country, and I can't sing, and no.
Are you Hootie?
When Hootie and the Blowfish first came out, I actually went to my mother and said, is that my dad? She's like, he's like 6 years older than
I
you.
I was just going to say, are you roughly the same age?
I don't know. Maybe. yeah, Darius Rucker or the other one that looks a lot like me, Denzel.
There you go.
Okay, let me see it.
Don't give me the Irma Gerd face.
Not even Book of Eli safe.
Oh yeah.
Did you always spell that out to you in Braille?
It hurt. Listen, who's yours?
I don't even know.
I got yours already. I got yours already. Will Sasso. It's not even a bad question.
I do openly make fun of Steve Austin.
I can hear it. I can hear it in the voice actually a little bit.
I think you got it in the face. I'm not sure if that's an insult yet. We're just kind of literally.
No, he's a funny guy.
What's the he's done? Oh, the Three Stooges.
He's working in Canada. Like he's on Canadian.
Working in Canada.
He was in that wonderful William Shatner show. Shit, my dad says.
Yeah. But he's he hosts some new show though.
Is he on a new show?
Yeah, CBS or CBC or something. But it's like a prank show. Oh. Like he's behind the scenes.
Come on, here's Kenny Rogers on Mad TV.
Welcome to the Kenny Rogers channel.
Right?
This is Catch Pat and my man AJ, he makes me watch Kenny Rogers Jackass every time we do a podcast.
My favorite line that he ever did as Kenny Rogers was when Robert Englund was on the show. Robert Englund, you were on V.
Yes, that's what he's known for.
How about you, Gabby?
I honestly have no idea.
Well, at least you know Rainer is known as Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
If you actually look at Rainer, you will see Kristen Stewart facial complexion.
She has resting bitch face.
It's true.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know.
I really can't say. I don't think it'd be very exciting, honestly.
So, just CGI, a couple.
Yeah.
CGI.
Couple. The girl from Just Shoot Me.
Oh, Maya.
Yeah, that's Maya. She was in Pretty Woman.
Wrigley Down Under, which is coming up again.
Again? Wow. We're going to have to watch them quickly. I can see almost. All right. Okay. And then if not, you can do a Zoe Deschanel maybe. Or.
Wow.
That's not an insult.
That's like a fat.
Oh.
I was actually thinking of Wednesday from the Addams Family.
She was an awful
thing. I will burn you.
You have that personality.
Yeah.
And I light your hair on fire. Have a nice day.
Can I ask you guys what your favorite comic is? You can go all time if you want.
Oh.
Sometimes it's too many to pick.
Yeah,
I can throw out a few.
I just think Deadpool is a lot.
Dude,
I have to go with Deadpool and Army of Darkness.
Nice.
Those ones are not bad. I don't mind the Army of Darkness.
I haven't read the Army of Darkness ones, but
the one is my favorite storyline.
Sure, you can
say favorite storyline.
Well, that's easy for me. That's
my favorite storyline is definitely Identity Crisis.
Oh, yes, sir.
A lot of people didn't like that, but the artwork was fantastic. The way they draw, like, I literally take my man card away. I cried reading that, like, a couple times.
Yeah.
No, when Sue Dibney dies, and then when Tim Drake's dad died, and just when Tim's running up the stairs, and he's taking off the mask, and you hear Batman in the background, Tim, Mick, you gotta take care of your costume, and all this stuff, worrying about, you know, the cops showing up and stuff like this. Like, even now, like, I even feel chills. Like, I mean, it was so well written.
Check it out in miniseries, yeah. That guy needs to write more comics.
He really does. Yeah, because that was really it, right? And then from that was Gods and the Earth.
He did a stint on Green Arrow, too.
Oh, really?
Right after Kevin Smith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been all right.
And he did a Justice League run for about a year, too. When they redid it after Infinite Crisis, he did the first one.
What was the storyline, you know?
The one where
I would have been reading that.
Red Tornado came back.
the Tornado Tyrant, I think, was the name of the storyline. And then he did a Legion of Superheroes.
Yeah, because he turned him human.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was good.
I'll have to check some of those.
I think maybe something from the past I'd have to go with. Killing Joke is always going to be on there. Always. That was just an amazing one.
Can't believe they're making that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Cartoon, Bruce Timm.
But currently, I mean, even the New 52, I'm like the entire Death in the Family. Yeah. I like the entire series. There wasn't a book that I said, you know what, this is kind of okey. Just the ending when they're opening up the plates with the lids. Did you see all the faces? Yeah. Like,
yes.
I'm like, I can't believe you just... cut off all their faces.
And I've been reading piles of books as of late. Like, even finished the Hush series. That was fantastic.
Hush was great.
It's because, like, I got to Arkham, the Arkham video game series. It's like, here's a storyline, but we're not going to complete it. You're like, oh, I got to find the book to understand.
Did you guys ever read Starman?
No.
Look it up. It was pretty good. James Robinson. Yeah.
Did Starlin do him too for a while?
That was a different Starman way back in the 80s. This one was late 90s, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I haven't seen that one. Maybe, I think... I've gotten out of Aquaman since Geoff Johns has left
me
the title,
too.
But when he was on the title, that was my favorite title. Secret Six was a great title. We talked about that earlier. Suicide Squad, Gail Simon's Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Almost anything Gail Simon writes, I'm all on board.
Oh, yeah.
She's just awesome. Probably one of the best writers out there.
I mean, there's just too much.
Birds of Prey. I like Birds of Prey pre New 52.
Yeah, and
that's the hard really thing. Like, there's so there's much. Like, even older series.
Spawn series. It just brought Simmons back, and it actually works.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, Jay, to pick. Like, just
that's tough. All right. Just bring you my box and just
just pick something.
My all-time favorite. My all-time favorite comic book character, and that really solidified me as a comic book reader was Wolverine, though. My son's name is Logan.
Ah, cool.
Logan and Phoenix are my kids.
And Diana after Wonder Woman right here.
Oh, no, it's not. Yeah. Middle name Prince?
No.
But yeah, so I would say probably that's my favorite comic book, but I haven't really been reading Wolverine a lot in the last 10 years, honestly. Since the Frank Thiers, Sean Chen... They did a whole Godfather series where every story they did had nothing to do with mutants. It was just Wolverine out on his own fighting Goombas and fighting whoever. Yeah. Mafia.
Okay.
Oh no, Goombas are the prostitutes, aren't they?
We gotta be politically correct.
Aren't those the Mario things that he squashes, the Goombas?
Yes.
There's a good series right there.
Mario Brothers?
Super Wolverine Brothers.
Super Wolf.
Or even if you just want something you just can absolutely laugh at that's not available. Marvel kills the Marvel Universe. I'm like, this is just ridiculous. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I still read it though, but it was funny. And then he starts going in. Spoilers, like, and then he starts going to the different role, because at the end, remember, he starts to find a way to get to the other universes.
So the only thing I didn't like about the Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe is right before that, I read Punisher Kills the Marvel Universe. And I'm like, well, you're just taking the same story and making it Deadpool.
I think the worst series right now, and it has nothing to do with March Imperial Comic Con, I was never impressed with Marvel Zombies. I have the first novel of it. I'm like, okay, so what I learned, Peter Parker cries a lot. The Hulk eats everything. Don't mess with the Hulk. Magneto somehow survives. Like, I'm reading this book and I'm like, this is not amazing.
Magneto makes sense, though.
Magneto does.
No, I mean, like him not getting infected because he constantly has that magnetic field around him, you know? It's...
And then they go to an alternate universe at the end. You're like, who wrote this? And it's like Kirkman. I'm like, whoa. And then I saw Arthur. I'm like, who is this Arthur guy? And I always wondered. And then I saw the meltdown in Montreal Comic Con. And I'm like, really? This guy thinks he's amazing? He wrote a book that happened to come out at a time that Walking Dead was hot. And everyone's like, Marvel and The Walking Dead. How do I go wrong here? I don't know. That'd be my worst, anyways.
Cool. That's about all the time we have, guys. So, long live the Legion of Geekdom.
Legion of Geekdom. Look, I guess...
Coming soon.
Different events we're going to try to host.
Coming soon to a swamp near you.
And I'll let you guys have the last word. Pimp your sites, pimp your shows. Where can people go to hear or view these?
Let me go first, or you won't have the final word. You're not going to be like Leslie Nielsen and Dracula Dead and Loving It, are you? I always got to have the last word.
It's a Canadian icon.
It's funny how I could just not say anything and he's just going to keep going.
Like, really? Just check our podcast at droidscanada.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, G+, stuff, things, Podbean.
Anything on the internet.
Any social media network, we are there.
Interweb. We are everywhere.
Just look up Droids Canada and Google. Hopefully I won't pull up what happens in TED 2. You'll be fine. That's surprising.
That actually actually happens a lot when people look me up. So I'm Ryan. Ryan's All Things Geek on Facebook. You can find us there. I do have a web page that I don't update nearly enough. If not, you can join our RATG radio group, RATG radio. Just look us up on Facebook. Send us an invite. We accept everybody because we have no shame. Yeah.
Dude, it was great having you on, and I look forward to working with you guys in the future. You're both
definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And thanks for hanging out tonight. And
thanks for having us over and having us on.
No problem. Thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.